This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And we will start in Japan, where two big electronics companies are reporting disappointing earnings this morning. Sony says it had a $316 million quarterly loss in the last few months, and Sharp announced a $1.2 billion loss, which was much worse than expected. To help explain what's going on, we're joined from Tokyo by the BBC's Mariko Oi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with Sony reporting another loss, and this time it's probably a little more difficult to blame the after effects of the tsunami, right?
Indeed. The company has been having quite a few challenges. Its TV business isn't doing too well, other bits and pieces not being profitable. So even though the company has the new CEO who has said that he's committed to turn around the business, the company said that it would probably make less money than it originally hoped. But because the company had its record loss of almost $6 billion last year, I guess if the company manages to make even a small profit, that could be considered a turnaround.
Well, it's not just Sony, though. There's also Sharp reporting a real drop in earnings today as well.
That's right. Sharp posting a huge loss, and it also said that it is going to cut 5,000 jobs for the first time in more than five decades. Sony has also been cutting thousands of jobs. Japanese electronics companies haven't really been able to keep up with the competition in all kinds of areas, including TV, smartphones, and other areas.
Well, and I know that both Sony and Sharp are also blaming the strength of the Japanese yen, which, of course, is something that the Japanese government has tried to deal with, to try to weaken the yen so that exports can grow a little bit more. Why hasn't that worked?
Well, I guess investors continue to love buying the Japanese yen. They see it as safer than, say, compared to the euro. That's really bad news, especially for Sony, because Sony gets about a fifth of its revenues from Europe. So the strength of the Japanese yen against the euro has been particularly bad news for them.
The BBC's Mariko Oi in Tokyo. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.